מנחה. תושי משבת רגלך. עשה את חפצך ביום קודשי, וקורוס על השבת עיני, מקטס השם מחובה, וחיבת ומייסר את רוחך, מין פרחס לך ודבר דבר, וזכוס רובי עוז תסענג על השם, ורקפתיך בו מסי אורץ, ואחרתיך נחלת יעקב וביך, כפי השם דיבר. But that is very, very essential here. Shabbos has a particular tachlis. The tachlis is to recognize Kishesh is Yom Mosul Hashem of Hashem of Hashem. The Radak is going to explain to us how in the schus of Shmira Shabbos the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring us to the ultimate recognition of Kishesh Yom Osa Hashem Hashem. We start at one level, and the schus that will create will propel us to an entirely different level. So Chazal learned from this pasuk in Toshu Mishabbos Ratlecha, Atzim Chafetzecha B'Yom Kodshi. He darshened all types of halachas that in this pasuk, Radak translates in Toshu Mishabbos Avlecha that you won't go chuk to tchum on Shabbos, Atzim Chafetzecha B'Yom Kodshi, you won't pursue your affairs on Shabbos. The Karos on the Shabbos Oineg, Miktosh Hashem Mechubot, the Chibatom Yasaus Trochecha, Chazal say we shouldn't run on Shabbos, Mim Trocheftecha, we shouldn't engage in business affairs, Bedabe Dovo, we shouldn't speak about business affairs. The next possibility is Ostis Anagal Hashem, that we will have revel in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Kafticha Abom Asi Oretz, and it will bring us to very great heights in this world. Radak says, Ibn Ezra says, mean to bring us there to Israel. Vachatachaticho nachlas Yaakov avicho, which is nachla b'ni mitzorim, the broadest possible distance away to Israel, to Pi Hashem Yidbech. We'll start with us tis'anagal Hashem. If tis'anagas HaShabbos, if you were the Kaim Einik Shabbos, tis'anagal Hashem, Kloima, Yashpia lecha Toivet, Ashit is anegalot, that you feel will revel in the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'toydeboi, and you will give him thanks. V'toydebo v'tuvo, kimeito akol, obiyodo, because we'll recognize that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'is anegal Hashem v'tainet ha-nefesh. Radak learns that it refers to Tana Danefesh, spiritual. It brings Rav Haim, Rav Hagoyim of Sadia, Perish, Tana Gaguf, Kloima, Tana Gufcha, Yiyal Hashem. That the physical celebration will connect you with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lo Ketsinim Shanam Abraham, Leinor Lekseel Tainam, that a foolish person, if he celebrates, just gets lost in foolishness. Aval Amaskel, Yoyar, Bevetainam, Yesem, Yidai, a person won't celebrate too much, in proper amount, he's involved in the pursuit of Chochma in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Voice Anag Yeser, that's his ultimate satisfaction, is in Chochma. That is, through proper celebration, will give him a proper state of mind. And they will give him strengthen him in three ways. So in Korach HaZichroinus, that he'll remember things better, V'Koyach HaBechino, and greater discernment, V'Koyach HaMachshova, and greater thought process. First of all, when he's in the right state of mind, he's able to focus and his intellectual abilities to bring to the greatest extent. That's Rav Sadiq. The Radak himself learned this Anagal Hashem means that we will, the spiritual celebration is that we will recognize that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, that is the schus of this Anagal Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us, and this Anagal Hashem is this Anagal Shalom, Yashpil HaChotayvis, from the chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom will do for us, because we will Mekayim Shabbos, is this Anagal Hashem, we will come to thank, to realize that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, and create a new closeness to Shechina. So the goal that we're out to do on Shabbos is to draw closer to Hashem, to realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is at the center of creation. So we undertake to be Mekayim the Dinei Shabbos. Through that, the Zeicha to Brocha from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that Brocha is in such abundance that that itself propels us closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Schar itself of being Mekayim the Mitzvah Shabbos is that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings us to greater hakor, greater recognition of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world.
What is, again, according to the Tanakh, how you find Onik Shabbos?
We'll come to Onik Shabbos in a minute. We didn't talk about Onik Shabbos. We talked about this Anagal Hashem. Onik Shabbos, I didn't go into the Radak. Now, the Radak talks of Karosa La Shabbos Onik. When the Posse talks about Onik Shabbos, in Toshra, we Shabbos, Mitzvah Loisa said, if you will refrain from violating the laws of the karosol haShabbos oinik, and you fulfill the mitzvah saseh, is la'anek haguf b'yom haShabbos, to celebrate physically on Shabbos, the macholim harevim with pleasing foods, the tovim shemitoch sheyishaneu mishor yomim l'toyv, because it's more upscale than all the other days of the week. Yisker masabrachos. So remember, listen, what am I celebrating? What's this all about? Oh, it's a special day that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave. V'shakel chitsho me'ayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world yesh me'ayim. V'shobas b'yom ha'shvi. And even with tochach, yishabeach l'teo b'yafereo b'chivu v'vavo. With this anik dam shabbat. Because of that, we will give praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And ultimately, the nefesh will rejoice in the proximity of the Shechina. So the Radak tells us what's the karos of the Shabbos Einik. Its function is to differentiate Shabbos from other days. We live in a real world, not a theoretical world. And we respond to concrete stimuli that creates inevitably a frame of reference. Rare is the person that could, the theoretical construct is so strong that it could totally overcome the concrete realities around. We have no such expectations for human beings. So we create a concrete reality of Simcha, and that creates Shabbos as a day apart from all the other days. And from that, we give praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we come into harmony with Shechina. Feel a closeness to the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Onik Shabbos, the Ramban tells us, has a particular task, and that is, in concrete terms, in physical and material terms, to set Shabbos aside from all the other days. Not only what we don't do, but what we do on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara in Gittin relates that there was a wealthy family in Yerushalayim, and ultimately they brought a klala upon themselves and they were destroyed. And what was the reason for it? Because they were that rich that they, meals were a celebration every single day. And Shabbos was no different than any other day in the week. The meal was exactly the same and one at the same time. So it was no different. Shabbos was not differentiated. At the very least, what they should have done is at least to make the Shabbos meal at a different time. So that it would give a chashivas to Shabbos. But they didn't do that. So Shabbos just became another day in the week. And they brought a tremendous klala upon themselves. We talked a lot previously in Shabbos and Makar HaBrocha. And a person that does not fulfill the din of Shabbos properly at all, so he undermines bracha for himself. So apparently that's what the Gemara means. They so undermine the bracha for themselves by not being given proper einek Shabbos. The einek, according to the Razak, is an expression of kavod, meaning to express the uniqueness. Why do we have einek? Einek is a means of expressing that kavod, the unique aspect of Shabbos. Shabbos is significant. And einek is a means through which I come to that realization and recognition. And by undermining that recognition, apparently they undermine the bracha for themselves as well. So einek Shabbos is not just, you know, a peripheral issue on Shabbos. The Chazal saw it, as I mentioned, is central. And that family that brought klala upon itself by not having achieved einek Shabbos. And the point of that einek Shabbos is implicit in the Gemara Gittin, and the Razak in Yeshaya explicitly states, is to differentiate Shabbos from all the other days in the week. We dress differently, we eat differently, everything's different. The stress that Shabbos is unique. If we live that Shabbos is unique, then we have the chance of hearing the inner message of Shabbos, of what Shabbos is about. But first it comes from the einek Shabbos, obviously from refraining from halacha, but that's not enough. It's in the einek Shabbos that we express the ultimate cup of Shabbos. They're intertwined with each other. So the Radak points out the significance of Seder Shabbos. Chazal spoke a great deal about preparing for Seder Shabbos, having a Seder Shabbos itself, the Mara relates that there were different approaches preparing for Shabbos. Some prepared throughout the week for Shabbos, every single day. When they found something appropriate, they prepared for Shabbos. So the Shabbos was a central focus throughout the week. Others prepared dafka on Erev Shabbos. And the Or HaShulchan up to that regard, that Erev Shabbos is the day, is really the most appropriate day to make the hachanas for Shabbos. It's not Erev Shabbos. Unless that one is not going to be able to get something on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, then he should buy it earlier in the week. And part of it, very interesting, he says that on Friday, because it's such a mitzvah, that one should start very early on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. La'ayla mitzvim reishman, yashkim odim Erev Shabbos b'boiker, to get up early Friday morning, v'troyach l'hochon tzorchi Shabbos, sh'kein hizem Moshe Rabbeinu b'yitzirida saman v'chino v'esher sh'o yoviyu, early in the morning. But see, will the Hochum take if Lavon? They should prepare for Shabbos immediately. To buy the things for Shabbos, the person should do early Friday. And he quotes the Shiboli Alekid, one of the Rishonim, to bring Amr al Chizidol. Then he adds on Omar Amzei Rav Bisha Moiti Odom Mishachris, even though a person prepared early. Mitzvah Sheyosef Kodem Erev. He should add something on again close to it. That it's obviously it's more nicker than it's for Shabbos. And that's why he writes, Torah HaShulchan Mitzvah LaHamtin HaYom Vov Liknois Macholah. It's best to buy the things for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Afshiyesh Tarech Yeser, even though it's sometimes more difficult, I guess, the more people shopping, you know, so Tuesday afternoon is a lot easier. It was a Nikar Yeser HaKovet Shabbos, because it's more obvious when you do it on Erev Shabbos, and why are you buying this? You're buying it for Shabbos, that's what you're here for. You certainly didn't bother to come out Erev Shabbos and stand in the line to buy it for Tuesday. Omnom, mashallah, to be yom vod v'hechuch l'hochem mitoidim, that you have to prepare before. Now, it's such a mitzvah, in fact, in Meichor and Bavoyka, suppose they, certain things you can buy only early in the morning. And if you wait until after davening, you won't be able to get them. So normally, you're not allowed to be oisik in business things and go shopping before Shachar. But because it's a mitzvah l'lechas of Kodem Atfila. It's a mitzvah even to go, if you have to go before davening, to go before davening. We watch Lo Yavas Man Kriya Shema. And below Yikvaya Lilma, you call them Shahefan Torah Shabbos. And to such an extent that a person even is learning should take place later in the day. He shouldn't first sit down to learn and then be Mayfan for Shabbos. But rather, he should be Mayfan for Shabbos early and then there should be his Kriya to learn. So the enterprise even of preparing for Shabbos, because of the Kavod Shabbos, is significant. Not only the actual Kiyam, when the Oinik Shabbos is over. But in the preparation for Shabbos before it is covered Shabbos. Yeah.
Because nowadays, now that so many people are working, even wives are working, and people often do their preparations on Thursday night, would that be a chiluk of a mitzvah, or is a person has to find some method of...
No, it's certainly a chiluk of a... The question is, people that oftentimes were both spouses work, and there's really very little time to prepare for Shabbos, and they prepare late at night usually, you know, Thursday night. So my answer to that is exactly with what Rabbi Sol Salanta said. The one thing Rabbi Sol Salanta is telling them if they should study Yoredeya, because they felt that studying Yoredeya is not limited to Torah Lishma. Why? Because from you're starting your day, you get a rabbinical license, you become a rabbi, so you get a career. So that's not Torah Lishma. You should better study, you know, Tyrus, things that are not relevant. That's Lishma. Nobody's going to pay you because you know Tyrus. So Rabbi Sol Salanta told him to the contrary. You should study your day, and that's the biggest Lishma. Why, he said? Because inevitably, he said, you think when you're young, that life's going to be so kind to you that you're just going to be able to sit and learn. And Parnassah will intrude. But life is not so kind, Parnassah is going to intrude. But then you're going to have to make a choice, what Parnassah do you want? Do you want to become a businessman or a rov? So since he told me the Chacham, he'd rather be a rov than a businessman. So he says, now, it's always that you take a job as a rov, so the Balabatim are going to come and ask the Shailas. You don't want to get fired, so you're going to have to answer the Shailas. Not a choice, guys. If you learned your day, so you'll give the right answers to the Shailas. If you didn't learn your day, spend enough time learning your day, you'll give the wrong answers to the Shailas. But answers you're going to give. So the biggest Torah Lishma is if you became the Torah answer. So maybe you should learn your day. And that's the same here. The ultimate Kavod Shabbos is that Chalila, we don't enter situations of that could lead to Chilul Shabbos. And if a person does that working, doesn't prepare, we're not our ben chayrin always on Friday to come home when we want. You know, we plan to leave the office at a certain time. A crisis erupts. We can't leave the office when we want. We left the office. The train gets stuck. So, they were running in the last minute. Now, what are we going to do if we didn't prepare for Shabbos? So, now we're already racing with the spear. So, the chances of Chalila Chilul Shabbos are very great. So the ultimate Kavod Shabbos is that we don't have time Friday is to prepare on Thursday night. That's the ultimate Kavod Shabbos. I recall very vividly, it's a picture that I have in my mind.
Isn't Thursday night Erev Shabbos anyway?
Yeah, but I'll say the week. The Iker, as he says, is to prepare Shabbos for Friday in the daytime. But we have to respect the Shmira Shabbos, and that's the ultimate Kavod Shabbos. I have a very vivid picture of driving to Shul with your garden hose on Friday afternoon, come to Mincha, and it's already 5 minutes or so after I had lots of neighbors. Years back, it's not recent. And I saw Balabusta coming home from work, obviously she got delayed. And here she was fumbling with the keys at the door, and there was all of, 15 minutes until Shkia on a Friday afternoon. So I hope that she prepared before. Otherwise, she would have been Makai Matei Shabbat for Chol, celebrating Shabbos as a weekday. So the ultimate coverage, the first step of the coverage Shabbos is to make sure Makai is different. After that, you can worry about the rest. Chazal also talked about the fact, as we mentioned last time, there are three suddas on Shabbos, which come from the Pasuk of the Mon mentions three times, which Shabbos mentions three times the word Hagen. Now, which is the Ikar Suda of Shabbos? Now, it's funny, the Ikar Suda of Shabbos, almost in our style of living, we have to be very careful, is almost the opposite of what the Halacha wants, oftentimes. Oftentimes it comes out, probably especially in the winter months, that which is the main Suda Shabbos is Friday night. Friday night, nobody ate the whole day, people are hungry, it's a short day, they've been racing the whole day to get there. The Balabustas, put on a show Friday night. It doesn't end. Shabbos in the daytime, we ate already last night, we went to a kiddush in the morning, we made kiddush. How much do we need to eat Shabbos in the day? But the Gemara in Arvid Pesachim says that Kavod Hayom is obvious. The Ikar Kavod Shabbos should be for the daytime. So a person should go out of his way at least to give some special kavod, to the day meal. If he has a roast beef from offering one meal for Shabbos, he should do it for the daytime rather than at night, and have the chicken in the nighttime. So the Mashal, if I recall correctly, the Mashal likes fish very much. So his Kavod Shabbos, he kept Dogim is special for, I don't know if he was makpid to have it all the meals, but the Dogim was special for the Shabbos morning meal. Right? That was his particular item, was to have a good piece of fish. But we have to go out of our way to remember that the Ikar Suda Shabbos, Ikar Kavod Shabbos, is the Suda of Shabbos in the daytime. Now, the Chazal also went to the extent of how much, what is a person obligated to do for Suda Shabbos? Is a person obligated to borrow money for Shabbos? He's not obligated to borrow money for Shabbos. So we find the statement that says Shabbat Chachol al Tzarech Lebris, that rather a person should not have anything fancy or Shabbos, but he should not have to ask other people to assist him. But that is based on an assumption that with that the person can get by. But suppose he can't get by, that's already a different thing. Once he has to ask for assistance. And the Torah writes about himself how it was not easy for him to be mason for Shabbos. The Torah Shulchan Aruch. That the Torah lived in poverty. His father was one of the greatest Rabbanim in Spain, and the Torah lived in poverty. But he had to give away what he saved for the sake of the Talmud Torah. Baruch HaShulchan writes that there's a very famous story with this also. When Nochon Litam, it comes in the Rishonim, you find it ready. When Nochon Litam Be'erev Shabbos, we call Tavshilei Shabbos. That one should taste the food before Shabbos. And they say the remez for this is Toyamei Achaim Zofo. If you taste the food of Shabbos, it is sus. Mizeo Acholmi covered Shabbos. And this is also covered Shabbos. Why? Can be Shemeich and Atzmai al Odom Godel the Kabbal Ponot. If you have a very prominent guest is coming, so before you serve them the food, you taste it. To make sure that everything is in order. You don't want to give them something that didn't come out the right way. You forgot an ingredient, or you burned it, or whatever. So the famous Maizan, he says, V'yarva v'vosra v'yayin v'gdono is the person should add fancy things on Shabbos, if he holds on according to what this means. And if he adds, you know, he receives bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalom for adding. But the Rabbi is covering rak the cover to cover Shabbos Kodesh. That one's intention should be to cover Shabbos. If one's intention is himself, that's already something else that he's not suggesting that we add for. There's the famous Maisa of the Kotzka Rebbe, that the Kotzka Rebbe came to a place for Shabbos. And they were very makbid in covered Shabbos. Every time they brought out another course, it was very involved in there, that it was the same Kedusha Shabbos. And they ate. The Kotzka watched about the first course, the second course is going on. They bring the third course, and the Kotzka, before he eats, gave out a big yell. It was the same mind boy. He said, for the sake of my stomach. So the Malabos said, the Rebbe, that's not very refined. So the Kotzka said, you're right, it's not very refined, but at least it's true. So, we need to be mechaven to the tachlis kovet Shabbos, not ourselves. The famous maestro was tasting the food on Erev Shabbos. That the world says that when Rav Chaim Brisk was very young, so he used to sneak into the kitchen on Friday, and he used to dig in quite well. And his mother was more than a little disturbed by it, a little too well. So she told his father about it, the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi called him to test. He was a young boy. And he said, you know, what's going on? So he says, Tata, the same davening. And they say, some Rishonim is at the Pshat, Toyamera Chaim Zochel. And he meant also, his name was Chaim, so Toyamera Chaim Zochel, it's my chush. So, the Beis HaLevi said, no, to stay Toyamera, to taste it, but you know, the amount that you eat, you know, that's the Pshat in that. So the little boy said to his father, to stay tight, it was Hama, oh, you've been to Rorea, I've been to Lavachar. But the joke takes off really on a halacha. The halacha is that these the more part of the preparation for Shabbos is to make sure that the food is, if good a food is a gift to the most choshev guest that would come to your house. Now this, is an issue which I wanted to hear. Klal Yisrael has been to, you know, eat fish on Shabbos, and that really stems. There are two reasons for it. One is an inyan, which is al pi Torah Hanigla. And the truth of the matter is, in today's world, is probably we understand it even more in some regards. But fish is choshev ma'achol. If you go to the store, the fish that you can pay it's 2-3 times as much as the most choshev steak. Some of the fish in the fish store, that is so regularly. So one Indian was because it was considered a very choshev food, and that was after Torah's Hanigla, the reason that they made a big deal about having fish on Shabbos. There's also an Indian, and I'll be Kabbalah, there's such an Indian to have fish. And that's the Indian that we know that the Chassidim are very, very makbid about it, even by Shalash Shudas. It's to have fish, because after Kabbalah there's an Indian to have fish by all the Siddur Shabbos. So, that's... That is a... I just wanted to explore, in fact, just that the realization. We know that there's such a minig. The minig is rooted in both the Teras HaNigla and the Teras HaNista. Now, if a person doesn't like fish, there's no Einik Shabbos. The halacha says if a person doesn't like to eat, then he's not mechuyev to eat on Shabbos. But if a person likes fish, not mechuyev to eat Shabbos. If a person really has hanor from fasting, and he enjoys fasting more than eating, he's part of Suda Shabbos. Certainly a person not mechuyev to eat something that he doesn't like on Shabbos. But all things being equal, there's an Indian of Dogim on Shabbos to both Mitzara Nigla, means fish is quite choshev in today's world as a Maichel, and Mitzara Nista, Mitzara Dinek, Mitzara Nyonim and Kabbalah. There's also such an Indian. Now, sometimes it's difficult, you know, in these months to be Mekayim the Shalash Shudas problem. Because by the time you finish eating Shabbos, you know, we don't daven at 6 in the morning. So by the time you finish eating on Shabbos, it's very hard to have appetite to eat again for the rest of that Shabbos. Now, because of this, there's a halacha, we do it on Yom Tov. But each person has to know for himself. If that's his only hecha timtzah to really to be mekayim shalash shudas, then maybe you should do it that way. If he has no other way to wash, some people are very sensitive in their appetite. And if they finish, you know, the Shabbos meal, whenever they finish it, what they ate, they can't wash again for the rest of Shabbos. It's just an impossibility. They can't look at a piece of food. So if a person has a sensitive appetite, he really likes something very interesting. We talk about this a lot on Yom Tov. It's Kosev Ravina B'Seis V'Besim Gimel. This is Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph. Im Nimshach Asudas HaBarakah Shagia Zman HaMincha. If the morning meal on Shabbos went over into the afternoon, to the Zman HaMincha, Yafsik Asudi V'Yivorach B'Yichas HaMotzler, he should stop, and he should bench, V'Yit Al Yodav, and wash again, V'Yivorach B'Yichas HaMotzler, V'Yisayt. If you know how to do it, 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 if you're dealing in a situation that it ended that late, that he suspects he won't be able to eat again. Elach Yiladasa, an eating that he has no desire to eat at all. If they get close manner, and the reason is, because while we're eating, it's usually easy to keep on eating. But once a person walks away from the table, you come back a half an hour later, you can't even look at food. Now, I wanted to hear the next point. It says, "Achtiv lahav siknad v'divretor b'til." The Taz and the Mogram were right. It's a good idea to make some break in between, to go out to walk or to learn. But the Aruch HaShulchan makes a very, very important point, which is very relevant to Halacha Lemaisa. Literally, borrowed is only hider ba'alma. This is purely a hider to make this break. Avod v'di'evet, afil lahav siknad elamiyeh. Even if there was no break whatsoever. He washed again. And the Mogad Aram said, if he didn't go out of the place, it's considered Suda Achas. It's not true. This was their practice, in fact. The Maram of Rutenberg and the Rosh both did this. They came and chose them from Suda Shlishas. Is ain mishum marba brachos. It's not considered being marba brachos. We don't like to add brachos. So I benched, and now I'm making a new bracha. I did it for a purpose of a mitzvah. I had to end the suda. So that's not considered making unnecessary brachos. Ve'im osu atzvam osu kein lemaisa. This was the practice of the Maharam of Rutenberg and of the Rosh themselves. Uvetashbetz kosa, she'maharam b'chayrev, she'ayomim k'tzorim. In the winter time, when the days were short, bench and make the shalash shudas immediately. And the Torah writes that this was his father's practice. He did not mention about making any break. And here he's back to the Taj that said it was Miyat. Although the Yikuvah is certainly not ma'akev, that you don't have to wait medafka, good, a good thing to wait. But it's important to know if in the dynamic you can't wait for Ma'ezer time, it just doesn't lend itself. You see, you don't have enough time, but a dynamic of the people, etc., doesn't lend itself to it. So you can bench and go to wash and sit down, keep right on going. And that I can undoubtedly tell you that that was the practice among Polish Jews, without any doubt whatsoever. That it was usually relevant, you know, Yontif, particularly, you know, Sukkot, I remember it. When it, that when Sukkot came out on Shabbos, it was hard to go back again to the Sukkot for Shabbos Shuddis. The Sukkot was 5 blocks from my house. So we used to wash, we used to have the fish. All of our shalom, we benched, and then we washed again, and we ate the rest of the meal, and that was Shalosh Shuddos.
But then Shalosh Shuddos is fancier than the lunch meal, isn't the lunch meal supposed to be?
Well, it's also, it's also covered hayyim. I don't think that that makes enough in and of itself.
So the Shalosh Shuddos can be the bigger.
I think it's all, it's covered hayyim. It's not, I don't think it's dafkin a sentence, it's covered hayyim, which is all, it's still covered hayyim. And I have no doubt that that was the Messiah. Exactly like that. But it's important to know that this is, could be relevant in the winter months for many people, not only on Yom Tov. That if a person has difficulty washing again for Shalosh Shuddos, that he should stop in the middle of the main meal, bench, and then wash again and keep on going. To make a little break, but tell him that you can't make a break, okay. Do it without the break.
What's considered sufficient for Shalosh Shuddos? Let's say just wanted to wash, not anything else.
If you just want, at least, the very least one's supposed to, I shouldn't say the very least, it comes to, I mean, there should, one, the, at least one has to have a little bit more than two kazaisim of challah. But the Yeved, one's yotze even with one kazaisim of challah. You know, obviously, would be better off if the student would have a little bit more chivas than that. At least, you know, you'd have something, you know, nice to eat with it. But this, I think that this stuff in the Shulchan Aruch is too often forgotten. It would be better served in many regards. Mekayim just did this stuff in the Shulchan Aruch in the winter to break the morning seudah up into two. I think it would be Mekayim, Shalosh Shuddos, a lot more B'yes and Sa'is. Within a lot more choshu oichon than we are mekayim the Shalosh Shuddos until then. Now, what's very interesting, so the halacha states that as many suddos as a person has in Shabbos, he's really in chatzilah supposed to have lechem mishnah for all of them. I have 20 suddos in Shabbos, I should have lechem mishnah for 20 suddos in Shabbos. Lechem mishnah is itself an inyan, I guess, of kavod Shabbos. Now, there is a day on the Shulchan Aruch that we don't pass like the Chatchila, but a very interesting day, and a very interesting reason to it, that most posts don't hold like it. But there is a day that says, Mashallah Shuddis, and the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have two Chalas, so at least you should have one Chalas Shalom for Shalas Shuddis. So what was the Cheshbet? The Cheshbet, very interesting Cheshbet. Because in the Midbar on Friday, they got four portions of month. So we made the cheshbon. So one they ate Friday, one they ate Friday night, one they ate Shabbos in the morning, and then they had to wait. To eat before the night time, as we mentioned last time. So how much did they have left when it came to the last two? It was partial because they should have had one challah left. That's all. They made four challahs, and the last lechem was for Shalosh Shuddos. The last lechem was for Shalosh Shuddos. So Mameila, that day it says that at least for Shalosh Shuddos, that in the Midbar he only had one. Well, not Mekuyev to have more than one. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shasa Chak wants to see at least to have one. For that reason, even if one doesn't happen to have two. But Aruch HaShulchan is very strong on the fact that even though in the Shulchan Aruch there are a number of views, if one can be Yetzi Shalosh Shuddos with Mezainis, some say boss of a dogim at least. Some say even Paris, unto the eighth Shana Shudas. But he writes his Torah Rishona Ika. Shetorah la'asayis of a pas. That he has to make it with bread medapka. I don't think so. Husaveya b'yaisa. Unless he's very full. Aba mokum she'ev shalechol pas. Or when he can't eat pas. So remember, our voice is relevant for this year. So going bear a face of Chaliyos B'Shavet. So then you don't have to make time at the pas. You're not allowed to eat pas. Vinegam das bali ha-shulchan oroch, do ikal l'day ha-shulchanoroch pas. So the shulchanoroch pas can see his pas. The Kevin said that's a riff, the Rambam and the Rosh. Now those are the three pillars of the Halach. If they all agree on something, it's quite rare. Then we're going to pass in other words. They, and the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch, all pass from Shulchan Aruch to pass.
Why does bring that? Why does the Shulchan Aruch
bring all of them? He discusses all of them. They're all views. But the Shulchan Aruch is Machriya. Good. Let's say some dons who come to a Shafat Chak, you have to know. Like he points out, you don't have Pas, so it's a face off. So how do you have to be Yay? How are you going to be Yay to Shalom Shul? It's relevant to tell you how to be Yay to your Nazel Son. The Rosh Hashulchan writes that, therefore, Chalila lehokul bezeh, it says Chas b'shalom that a person should be made for the Aver, the Dolim b'yad of Akimim is there, it's very wrong. Lotis b'mine tagim, it's a Yay to Shalom Shul, it's a Yay to Shalom Shul, it's a Yay to one should be very careful to wash. When hetzetim lechayla, only for a person that's ill is the only one that should be made. So on the zalzal and the suda shlishes, lotus yidei chavosam below pas, a seed and leaf in a tzadim. So Baruch HaShulchan is very, very strong that one has to wash the shalash shudet. One should not be yaiti without washing. So particularly in light of that, is what I mentioned the Mechaber before. The Mechaber says that if I'm not going to be able to wash later in the day, I don't feel up to it, that I'm far better off, assuming that it's after Chatzos, which usually is going to be the problem. I'm eating through the Shabbos at 9 in the morning, I'm not going to have a problem to wash again at 3 in the afternoon. The problem is if I eat Shabbos at 12 and I finish at 2, what am I going to do at 4? So we're far better off if midway through the meal, you know, before we get to the Cholim, we benched and washed again. Had another, two kazaisim of challah. And then be yaitzah shalash shudas properly. We're far better off in that oifen than being makel. And far better off than being makel not to wash for shalash shudas. This is a very, very important halacha. We mentioned before, very interesting, the Baruch HaShulchan wrote that in Oilek Shabbos, the person should be Mechavan to be Mechavan Shabbos. That should be his purpose, and not himself. In light of that, there's a very fascinating story of the Baruch Chofetz Chaim Zechatzadik Lebrocha. Apparently by his second marriage, so his wife looked like she was a very good cook. And she made unusually good Kneidlach. So she served him kneidl with the chicken soup Friday night. So we tasted the kneidl, and the kneidl was literally out of this world. So he complimented us, the geschmack, he really appreciated it. But that's the last bite he took her, but he never ate it again for the rest of his life. He said he felt too much chukka, too much hanor from Olam Hazeh. But the Gvor writes in Mishlei, he says, where does the Yetzer Hara sneak in? How does the Yetzer Hara get a hold of a person? A person that's being Isaac in mitzvah. A person that's Isaac in Averis, there's no kasha how the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of him. This is the most subtle way that the Yetzer Hara approaches is through a chilash on mitzvah. A person goes to the Beis Hamikdash to eat a korban. So there he has, you know, a steak, you know, commercial kosuf. A 2-pounder. You know, the filet mignon, you know, you can't make noises, so they have to have a guy to do the nika, you know, in the hind quarter. You get so much a steak like you never had in your life. Made to perfection. And you dig in, and you schmuck. But they don't realize the grow rights in Mishlei that coming along with that steak, it creates a harass sneaking into it. You give us a cheshek for Elam Hazeh. The grow rights in Mishlei that in Simcha Shal Mitzvah, So you have to be very, very careful that the Yetzer Hara does not arrive on cat's feet, you know, along with the Seudah. So, when we ended with Aruch HaShulchan is what it means to be Mechav and Hashem Shemayim. So we have to be careful how far we go, that we should not overdo it. Any questions, I'll take them at this time.
How long is the, in terms of the Tov, in terms of it's good to wait between, instead of just going straight from the one student to the other, how, let's say you're learning, how long is it, how long would that be about?
I thought about 15, 20 minutes, that's what I thought.
Oh, that's the rub, would be like 2 minutes. Again, rub stress, you don't need, it doesn't have to be. You don't need any.
Yes.
But if you're going to do, if you are going to try
I
to do that.
I think 15, 20 minutes, that's what I thought.
And the same thing with the walking. Walking would be the same with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't agree.
Says you should have at least one shleimer to break
in the two.
He said.
No, the Mechaber wrote you should have at least one shleimer. But what?
He wrote.
He wrote you should have tried to have two. Yeah, in Okanami, you should try to have two. Without saying, the Mechaber didn't mean that he didn't have another piece besides the shleimer. One was the shleimer. We don't know that Machab is right or wrong for the Aruch HaShulchan. Do you have any choice what I have to answer?
What?